The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And welcome back. Great to have all of you here. Final hour on what has been an eventful day. This was expected to be a quiet summer day as the first half of the year comes to an end. But if you are just getting off work, home, in your car, the breaking news of the day, at least in college football. There's plenty of breaking news out there in the sports world other than college football. But the big news here is that UCLA and Southern Cal are leaving the Pac-12 to go to the Big Ten. It's also the one-year anniversary tomorrow will be of NIL kicking in. And Blake Lawrence joins us. He is the co-founder and CEO of Open Doors. This is an organization that started in 2012, providing technology to the athletic endorsement industry and play a big role in the NIL conversation. Blake, thank you for the time. We'll spare you the questions on UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten. That seems to be what a lot of people are talking about. But we say hello to you and tell us more about your organization.
Yeah, Paul, and I am interested in that one. I played football at Nebraska, so that's my roots. So that USC, UCLA, Nebraska football game, that will be entertaining.
It will.
And what a strange world we'll be living in when that's the case. But looking forward to it. So that's just a little bit of background there, Paul. So I played football at Nebraska and started Open Doors in 2012, really to help one athlete. That one of my best friends that went to the NFL and helped him manage his endorsement deals and built this app that is now used by 75,000 plus athletes around the world every day and major use case in college sports. So more than 60,000 student athletes use Open Doors every day. We help them earn hundreds of thousands of dollars a day and millions of dollars a week are flowing through Open Doors into student athletes' pockets. So we get to see who's really paying who for what in the NIL landscape, and it's been quite a journey over the last 365 days.
How does it work?
So athletes can download the Open Doors app, create a free profile, and make themselves available in our marketplace and connect with brands like Foot Locker and Champs and Degree who are looking to do social media promotions, right? Or they might wake up to a deal from a local business owner that wants them to make an appearance at their ice cream shop, or a growing use case, Paul, would be that these collectives and donor groups are using Open Doors to ensure that they're sending compliant opportunities to student athletes across the country. So Open Doors helps the athletes manage their deals from pitch to payment. We help them with tax preparation and the automated disclosures to their schools. So it's been an evolution of the use case, but started to help one athlete and connect with brands, and now many athletes using this to work with fans, brands, and now donors.
Blake, I know, as you mentioned, being a former player, now being on the entrepreneurial side, just your thoughts a year later on NIL, what's it accomplished, and how are the athletes and those people like you who deal with so many of them trying to weather through all the criticism as well as the upside?
Yeah, there's really two sides of NIL that have emerged over the first year. There's the athlete-driven NIL, and Paul, that's what many of us in the industry spent a long time talking about was student-athletes hosting camps and clinics, selling merchandise, doing social media promotions for local and national brands. That's the pure NIL, right? And then what emerged just a few months into the first year of NIL was the trend of donors and boosters and this collective concept, and that's really the athletics-driven NIL, where student-athletes are earning a large sum from supporters in their market to again, do very similar activities. They just might have an extra zero on the payment. And that's definitely a criticism that some have. It's a conflict, but it is all about supply and demand. And right now in a very competitive landscape, the most valuable student athletes are earning the most. And we don't see that going away. It's just, those markets and college programs have to find a way to play in this space, empower the student athletes to make the most of it, and ensure that this doesn't disrupt too much of the experience for student athletes. And we see it's all a good thing for the athletes. It could be a challenge for some of those fans out there that are worried these kids are getting paid too much too early in their career.
And Blake, on that front, I've had the pleasure of attending games in Nebraska, not many, but a few, and it's unlike really any place I've ever been because of, it just seems like it's so pure. The one dimension of the one school in that state that plays at the highest level. So I ask you, as somebody who played at Nebraska, just your thoughts on today, not only the Power Five conferences maybe shrinking into a Power Two, but just the fact that everything seems driven by the same thing, and that's money.
Yeah, certainly the state of Nebraska is prideful about all of its sports, football, you know, playing football in Nebraska, you're in a fishbowl, and it gives you a tremendous amount of opportunity. And that's what college athletics is meant to do, right? It's to set you up for life. And there's very few places in the country like Nebraska where, you know, from the moment I started getting recruited there, Paul, I was walking down the street and I got stopped, you know, I was 15 years old, 16 years old, and welcome to Nebraska. And, you know, the fans knew my name and knew my parents' name. And it's just a different type of thing. And so the passion in that state is clear. The motivation for money is, you know, playing out across every market in the country. But the motivation to win is really the outcome of that money. And Nebraska would love to start to win again. And I think the presence of NIL and the state of Nebraska really is a one school state when it comes to college football. NIL is a major, major component of the narrative. And there's tens of millions of dollars allocated towards NIL opportunities in the state of Nebraska. So money, money, money for the schools, for the administrators, coaches, and finally for the student athletes. It's hopefully going to lead to more victories in markets where they desperately want it and need it. And Nebraska is one of those.
Fantastic conversation with Blake Lawrence, the former Cornhusker, now working in the entrepreneurial space. Blake, thanks so much. We deeply appreciate your time. We hope to talk to you again very soon on this subject. We're heading to a break right now. It's a busy day. We'll update you on the news of the day with the Pac-12 shrinking, the Big Ten expanding, what it means to the SEC, all of that right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we are back reacting to the big news of the day. Ken is up next in Tallahassee. Hello, Ken. Go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing great.
Great, great. Paul, I just wanted to talk about Florida State. And I'm kind of where I'm at right now with Florida State is I think it's going to be a package deal with Florida State. If you're the SEC, why wouldn't you try to go after Florida State and Miami and just control the state of Florida. You would have the entire
Ken,
state
Ken,
locked
Ken,
up.
Let's be real here. Let me break the news to you, okay? Florida State is no longer a major chess player in college football. And the University of Florida does quite well in the state of Florida. And if you're going that direction, you're probably going to Clemson first. And if you heard Thamel earlier, he mentioned he thinks North Carolina is a more valuable piece. Now, I don't know whether North Carolina might be more interested in the Big Ten than the SEC, but I just don't think Florida State offers you a whole lot right now. I think Miami is more valuable than Florida State. It's a much bigger brand in today's world. What does Florida State mean? They've been worthless in football for about 8 years.
Well, we have three national championships.
I don't
Paul.
Care. You don't buy a stock on Wall Street based on what it did in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. You buy it on what it's going to do next. And I know this is insulting if you're a Seminole fan because you once had a proud program, but you don't anymore.
I think Michael offered with our AD. I think we're going in the right direction.
Well, hey, and Ken, we also have Ken, I don't mean to be like I don't mean to be tough PTO. On you here, but the right direction doesn't interest people right now. It's where you better be on the road. Between FSU and Clemson, it's no contest. It's not even close. Miami, I don't know how I would slice and dice Miami versus Florida State. I would go with Miami right now over Florida State, but I appreciate your thoughts. Jerome is up next. Hello, Jerome.
Hey, listen, man. You should have told Ken right out the damn bat, man. We already own Florida, man. What are you talking about? Man, we've been owning Florida since 2009. And you wasted about, 60 seconds trying to tell him, man, please. You mean, what's going on with you, man? You hear me? Y'all just as happy as I was, man, when I was 7 years old and I told my mama I wasn't going to sing in the youth choir no more, man, about Fox and damn USC and UCLA. What they got to do with anything, fine, but besides them making more money?
Well, that's what it's all about, Jerome.
Yeah, that's not what it's all about. You know, y'all happy as a little lamb, you know. The big wig back there behind the scene, they're going to get an extra house or two, or extra two, three cars and two, three extra girlfriends and extra money. And here we are sitting down here still cheering like damn clowns. But that's all right, though. You know what I mean? But you want to talk about the SEC. We need to make a move. Hey, explain yourself.
Well, Jerome.
No, don't get tongue-tied. No,
I don't think I'm going to explain it because somebody that lives in Birmingham, Alabama, like you do, does not see the world any bigger than Alabama football.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't go there with me. I see the world just like it is.
If you ask that question, Jerome, you don't understand the globalization of college football.
I don't need to understand it. What I understand is y'all doing the same thing. You're running your damn mouth. You hear me? Putting them in the mix of all this, that ain't going to change. Do you think the ass-whipping portion of it going to change?
Probably not, Jerome. Huh? Probably not.
Okay, then. But yet you trying to tell me I don't understand. I do understand. I understand it quite well. You know what I mean? I understand y'all ain't doing running your damn mouth all day long. That's it. You trying to talk about Greg Sankey. He don't need to do nothing. But Greg Sankey got all the damn firepower he needs. You hear me? He got all he needs. He don't need to add no more. Y'all can put some more in him, but we don't need no more.
Jerome, you're forgetting one important factor. That we're looking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years into the future. Do you know who the football coach is going to be at Alabama?
Well, I tell you what, I know for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years, the football coach at Alabama is going to be Little Nick.
Oh, really?
I mean, he got 7, 8 more years in.
You know that for an absolute fact?
Like you just told somebody a few minutes ago, don't worry about the future. We worry about now.
Yeah.
You hear me? We ain't worried about what's going to happen 8, 9 years ago. Little Nick is whooping ass now. You hear me? Right now. I don't care about last year
I don't know what business you're in, but if you only worry about the now, you're going to be out of business.
I tell you what, I worry about the now, the past, and I live in my moment, fine, and I've been doing just fine. You hear me?
I appreciate that. Legend is up next. Legend, go right ahead.
Woo, Jerome, boy. Love it, love it. Hey, Paul Black Hat, brother, man. When I called in, they asked me, is it the handsome one or legend? I told them, it's handsome legend.
Handsome legend.
Let me just say about the handsome one. Dude, that was awesome yesterday. It takes a real man to open your heart like that, and it touched my heart, and it touched a lot of other people's heart, and I appreciate Paul letting you share it. And I just tell everybody out there, everybody hurts sometimes. A lot of people out there hurting that listen to the show. Man, pull your pants down, slide on the ice, stop taking life so seriously. Have some fun, enjoy who you are. You're the handsome one, dude. Don't hurt yourself. We need you. We love you. So, I mean, that's for everybody. But, Paul, I love this move by the Big Ten, man. This is a Ric Flair elbow, boy.
You know, Legend, it's more. I think it's more about the pain administered than the gain enjoyed by the Big Ten, because you can quibble about that. But when you're the Pac-12 and you lose your really only relevant team, you're in trouble.
Yeah, most of them teams are headed to the Mountain West next week. You know Oregon's on the next bus out of there. You know Oregon's on the next bus out of there.
Just imagine this over in Beaverton, Oregon. Phil Knight got the news. He called the president and said, we're done. Go find me a new league.
Yeah, ACC or something.
He said, here's what he said. Things are so desperate, we might even consider the ACC.
Woo, that black hat's over right there, Paul. I tell you what, though, I like it, Big Ten. I like it. You stepped up to the plate. And I'm going to tell you why I like it. I never liked the idea of the SEC be the entirety of college football, Paul.
Right, I agree.
I never liked that idea. I never liked it. There's got to be an Ohio State. There's got to be a Notre Dame. There's got to be a USC. There's got to be an opponent, Paul. It's just like the callers. You know, you got folks that come on here that dream of championships, come on here talking about championships, talking about they're the greatest of all time. But who the hell's got the hardware? The legend! Woo! That's right. It's me that's got the Caller of the Year trophy in my room, baby. That's right. You can talk all that crap about who you are and how great you are, but who's got the hardware? And that's just like, man, I love what AC, Squirrel, Jim, and these guys want to challenge for my title. I love that crap. And when you're all by yourself, the SEC, I didn't want the SEC championship game to rule the whole college football, because then, hell, college football's dead to 75% of the nation, Paul. You know, I mean, I never wanted that. I applaud the Big Ten. My question to you, Paul, is which one of these things gets done first, Oklahoma and Texas or USC and UCLA?
Well, right now there's 1 year off, and Jerome clearly didn't understand what I was talking about, but if you're sitting there downtown in Birmingham, are you going to let them start before you? I don't think so, Legend.
Hell no. I think this is going to speed the process up. This is really going to push the SEC to maybe cover some of Oklahoma's money. And let me say this right here. I'm so proud to have Texas and Oklahoma coming into this conference. Two historical monsters, baby. I'm talking about two blue bloods. It don't get no better than Oklahoma and Texas to me.
Let me ask you this, and I tried to talk to Jerome, but he didn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to listen. But I think the move that is developing is one that we alluded to earlier. I think the Big Ten has decided we don't need Washington or Oregon. Do you know who we need? We need Notre Dame.
Hell yeah, they get Notre Dame, then the SEC got to go get a Clemson or a Miami.
Well, yeah, that was kind of my point. Notre Dame's the only school that matters out there, and Notre Dame can't sit there. I know Notre Dame has dared to be different for a long time, but they don't want any part of the ACC. Do you think they want to be playing Boston College and and Syracuse and Pittsburgh and Wake Forest? No. Where is Notre Dame? Notre Dame is practically in Chicago, okay? Where do you think they want to be?
Well, you forgot about that powerhouse Maryland.
you can't get everything right, okay?
Hey, it's a power move. I love it. And hey, let's get it started. Let's get it popping, man. USC, I know Riley, everybody talking about it. I like Lincoln Riley. I mean, he's going to be a mega recruiter. But I think this goes ahead and turns the Pac-10 into the old Southwestern Conference. It's only a matter of time before it's over, Paul.
If you're sitting down there, legend in Austin, Texas, you're going, I don't want to be part of that league for 3 more years.
Hell no. Come on, Texas. Come on. We're ready for Texas. We're ready for Oklahoma because the last bunch of schools we got in here ain't done nothing, A&M. Hey, Paul, right quick, 2 black hat moments for you yesterday telling Augie, Ring of Honor. Get for real, dude. You're a 210 minor. You're on the verge of getting sent back to AAA. And the second one was when Squirrel didn't have the kahunas to admit that he talked bad about you on Twitter. Didn't I tell you, Paul, he ain't nothing but a Twitter gangster? Because when you called him out as a man, he cop deuces talking about somebody had hacked his account. What a no kahuna wuss. Ain't nothing but a Twitter gangster. Love you, Paul. Big Ten with that Ric Flair elbow. Love it. Let's bring it on and get down with it.
We're heading to a break. When legend endorses the Big Ten, you know it's an upside down day on the show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Final 30 minutes. Zach is up next. Hey, Zach.
What's going on, Paul? Long time listener, couple of time caller.
Thank you. Great to hear from you.
You too, man. I'm so glad to get on the phone with you. Hey, man, this USC and UCLA thing, they're scrambling, ain't they? They're scrambling about like Jim scrambles every time he gets on the phone with you.
Well, they have been scrambling for a long time, but especially in the last year, and it took a long time to make this move.
Oh yeah, but everybody's got to scramble to try to keep up. We are the legend. We are the legion. We are it. We are the beginning, the end, the omega, the alpha.
Yeah, I always thought. Isn't Omega at the end of the alphabet? Handsome Joe is up next. Good afternoon.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And I'll be honest. I mean, I've been out and actually helping a friend of mine that's having a very bad life, you could say. And so that's why I'm late getting in. Because
that's okay.
He's when you're riding a truck and, you know, your pickup truck and you got a guy crying in the truck with you, I mean, you got to listen to him, Paul. And so that's what I was doing today. And, I just wished I could, he's all right. He's going to be okay. But Paul, that last call, I don't know what he was even talking about, the Alpha Omega, and I don't know. That's some
yell. And by the way, I was talking about the alphabet, but isn't Omega a watch brand?
It is. It is a watch brand. So, and obviously he ain't got to watch because he don't know what time it is. The time is, I don't know what he's even talking about, Paul. But I've listened to part of the show today on the radio, and I just want to thank everybody that said good things about me.
Yeah, Joe, we had planned quite a conversation about that. We're going to do that tomorrow, and there's a lot being said about what you said here. I don't know if you had a chance to see any of it yet, but there are a couple articles that have been written about it. So we will share with the audience most of that tomorrow. There's just so many things going on, but you touched a lot of people yesterday.
Well, Paul, the main thing is I was honest, and sometimes that's not the easy thing to do, because some people can look at that as like, maybe I want to stay away from this guy. But the people around here in Red Bay, they don't treat me that way. They don't, because I overcome depression, and I do still take meds for it, but those things that I tried to do to myself, I don't even think about it no more. And what I meant when I said your show, Paul, that's what pulled me through, because I had nobody else in the house with me, just your show. My family, friends and family, they're all busy, you know, living their lives. And I was at a very down time in my life. And what I said is true, Paul. Your show pulled me through this. And that goes to, you know, to everybody there, Danny Brown, even Kubiak that was there. I mean, everybody there, Jamari. I mean, it helped pull me through those darkest times. And but anyway, I just want to say that if anybody's out there thinking about ending their life, it will get better. Don't do that. Don't do it. I'm on Twitter. You can message me on Twitter if you even feel that way or even thinking about that. Because once you do that, once you pull that trigger, there's no coming back from it. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. And, you know, love me or hate me, but, you know, I still love sports. But Paul, your show, I could actually, you know, go back and forth with you. And that pulled me through. It did, because sometimes you were the only one I had to talk to that day. And sometimes I wouldn't even get my call through, and I'm like, well, I'll call tomorrow. But that's what kept me going, was you and your show. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It did. And I there's no way I could replay that, repay that, because I have my life now. And to anybody thinking bad things, hey, just there's people that can help you out there. And just know this, if you decide to do that to your life, there's no turning back from it. And I don't want to meet God destroying my own self that he created. And so, you know, that's pretty much all I got to say today, Paul. But I do appreciate what everybody has said nice about me today. And I just got home. I've heard a little bit on the radio. I watched it. I record the show every day. I watch it every night. I still do. Because those are what brought me through my darkest days. And, you know, Paul, I love you. I love everybody that works at the SEC Network. And, you know, and I like I said yesterday, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I mean, this show has brought so much people out of darkness. It has. It's got to be more than just me. And so I just wanted to call in and say I appreciate you so much, Paul. And I don't feel that way no more. I do not want to take my own life no more. But those days I did, you're what brought me through those days.
Joe.
And so I just wanted to
listen. Listen, you, we feel the same way. You take care of yourself. Thank you very, very much. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow in greater detail. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.